Catholic commentary. Spiritual warfare. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Jesus 911.
Patrol Jesus 911, two-man car, first responders, Jesse Romero and
Anita Romero, that we're also known as
Tobias and Sarah. Yep, read the book of Tobit. It's a couple through the sacrament of marriage. They cast out a demon from their house, and this is why we do the Friday show for married couples, that the sacrament of marriage has the power to cast out the diabolical from your domestic church. Anita, we want to talk about Halloween. There's some good articles we're going to lean on, but we're going to give a lot of practical examples just from our own life, since we do have a degree called TOE, T-O-E. That's called Time on Earth.
Yes, we do.
And before we get into the Halloween, let's pray our prayer against evil. This is a prayer that it's recommended by exorcists for Catholics to start praying, especially right now. We're coming up to Halloween, and just... there's just so much occult evil in the world right now. This prayer is found in your Laudate, by the way.
Yeah, and this prayer is from the Laudate. It's called Prayer Against Evil. And it's one of the prayers that we need to just protect ourselves. I pray this prayer every morning when I get up because, you know, you get those morning demons.
Mm-hmm.
The worries of yesterday come and haunt you in the morning. When you get up, you start thinking about them. So what we as Catholics, we need to just arm ourselves and to remove all those evil thoughts so we can start a new day in Christ.
Amen. The prayer is very powerful. We'll
yes.
start right now.
Okay.
Spirit of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, most holy Trinity, descend upon me. Please purify me, mold me, fill me with yourself, and use me. Banish all the forces of evil from me. Destroy them, vanquish them, so that I can be healthy and do good deeds. Banish from me all curses, hexes, spells, witchcraft, black magic, demonic assignments, malefici, and the evil eye, diabolical infestations, oppressions, possessions, all that is evil and sinful, jealousy, treachery, envy, all physical, psychological, moral, spiritual, and diabolical ailments, as well as all enticing spirits, dead, dumb, blind, mute, and sleeping spirits, New Age spirits, occult spirits, religious spirits, Antichrist spirits, and any other spirits of death and darkness, I command and bid all the powers who molest me by the power of God Almighty, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior, to leave me forever and to be consigned into the everlasting lake of fire, that they may never again touch me or any other creature in the entire world. Amen. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah, this is a prayer that you would individually pray. You don't pray this over anybody. You pray it as a group or as an independent prayer of your, you know, probably part of your daily devotions. I would include that every day.
Absolutely, you especially know, the times we're living
right,
in right now.
Right. You know, although we have the Hail Mary and the Our Father, those are also prayers of exorcism, but we also want an addition too, especially in these times.
Because this was specific.
Yes.
This is a very specific
mm-hmm.
prayer against
yeah.
evil. The other ones, obviously, other than the prayers help you against evil because we're
yes.
asking God to protect us. But this is the specificity of this prayer is what makes it strong. And it's
right.
an imprecatory prayer.
Yeah.
It says, I command you because I, Jess Romero, could command the evil spirits to leave me alone.
Right.
Anita, same for herself. She
right.
has 100% control of her body and soul, so she could command the demons to leave her.
Yeah.
And that's why that prayer is an imprecatory prayer.
Yeah.
Let's also do the St. Michael in Ethan Latin.
Yes, let's do that. In name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Santi Michele Arcangeli, defendinos in praelio, contra nequitium et insidious diaboli esso presidium, imperit ili deo supplices et precamur tuque, princeps militiae celesti, satanam aliosque, spiritus malignus, quia perditionium animarum perugantur in mundo, divina virtute, in infernum de trude. Amen. In nomine Patri, et Filii, Spiritus Sancti.
Amen.
Now, we're going to talk about Halloween. I'll tell you why this is so important.
Yes, very important.
Because you got thousands of witches right now who are casting binding spells. The prayer that we just prayed, the prayer against evil, that's a binding prayer. Witches do the same thing on the opposite end
right.
with evil. They do binding spells. We do binding prayers. The Exilium Christianorum,
Those are binding prayers, again, to bind demons. So the witches around the country are trying to do binding spells against President Trump so that he loses his presidency to Joe Biden. And again, it goes to show you that these evil witches and even Satanists around the country, these occult women who are attempting to hurt President Trump by calling demons, this goes to show you who's in league with the Democrat Party today.
Yeah, and you know, all his rallies start off with prayer. Someone leads a prayer, and someone is chosen, just like Jesse was chosen to do prayer in Tucson. And that's President Trump knows the importance of prayer, so he's included that in there in his rallies. So thank you, Jesus.
And the rallies that I've been to.
His campaign has been illuminated,
Also, the campaigns that we've been to, at the end, they play the Ave Maria on the loudspeakers.
Yes, yes.
So there's prayer before and after. Okay, Anita, there's a couple of comments that Dr. Taylor Marshall makes about Halloween, but we want to get to a really meaty article called Can Halloween Be Christianized by Dr. Horvat?
Yeah,
let me just mention things from really, Dr. Taylor.
Yeah, really
It's
quick.
Just brief.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Halloween means All Hallows Even. That's what it means. Mm-hmm. Hallow means holy. It's an old way of saying holy. That's the way we say the Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In other words, holy is thy name. So that's what Halloween means. It means holy evening or the holy evening before All Saints Day. There's also, you know, there's Christmas Eve, the day before, the night before December 25th. So All Hallows Eve is the night before November 1st. Where we have a great feast day to all the Catholic saints around that are in the presence of God, and
by the way, that is a holy day of obligation, and it's going to land on Sunday. So there you go; there is no excuse not to miss it.
That's right. So it's when you go back into ancient history, and we will. It's Halloween is the vigil of a Christian holy day, All Saints Day. Yeah. And let's just be honest, it's been corrupted by our culture and consumer market, and that's mm-hmm. what we're going to talk about in the next article. Of course
right.
It has.
It has.
Just like our culture is trying to redefine marriage, they're trying to, you know, take away Christ from Easter and Christ from Christmas, and they're trying to take Christianity out of St. Valentine's. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The culture is trying to derail everything that was given to us by the Catholic Church through Jesus Christ. So does that mean that we're going to hand over Christmas? Or Halloween to the culture of death? No. The church can't surrender what rightfully belongs to her. We've got to win it back.
Right, exactly.
And hell's, remember, Jesus Christ told us that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. That means hell's on the defense. Okay? Gates of hell, these are defensive. So we as Catholics, through the sacrament of confirmation, commissioned as soldiers, we're supposed to storm the gates of hell. That's what we're supposed to do, storm the gates of hell.
And it's through your prayers. And attending Mass and living in a state of grace. That's how we storm the gates of hell.
That's right. So let's get ready for battle, Catholics, and let's take back this holy tritium. What is this holy tritium, Anita, that we're entering?
Okay, the holy tritium is Halloween, All Saints Day, and All Souls Day. And what does tritium mean? It's three. Tri means three.
Which points to the Trinity.
So it turns for the Trinity. And then, you know, just like the Easter Triduum, what is that? Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday.
Pointing to the Trinity as well.
So we have actually two
Triduums.
Triduums, yeah.
So Halloween is October 31st. All Saints Day is November 1st. Then that's the Holy Day of Obligation. And then All Souls Day is November 2nd.
Yes.
So we got celebrating Hallows Eve. As Catholics, we're not supposed to glorify the devil or the demonic. I mean, as a Catholic, many Catholics dress their children as saints. And that way you're countercultural. Be leaven in the lump, you know. Make sure your kids are wearing sacramentals if you're going to go out there. Mm-hmm. And make sure you're with them.
An example. Talk about Christ when you can.
Tell your kids to say, you know. Here's what we used to tell our kids when they're small. When they get candy from somebody, we tell them, God bless you. Can you imagine a little cute kid, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, tell you, God bless you. You know, when they're with a nice, cute little outfit there, glorifying God. the people in the door just stand there like, whoa, this little kid just said, God bless you. I mean, that's the way we become salt in the earth and leaven in the lump. And that's right. The way we make that evening holy. Let's not give it over to the Satanists. I know there's absolutely satanic activity not on that night.
Mm-hmm. And when you're giving out candy also, you want to give them, you know, maybe a holy card. Get a stack of divine mercy cards or miraculous medals.
Exactly.
And you can pass them out and put them in their bags as you give them candy.
Yeah, they won't know.
They'll know. And then they'll find it. What is this? So that's, you know, it could be something, a blessing for them. And maybe a time of conversion for them, because who knows what kind of night these people have had after going out trick-or-treating.
That's right. So we're going to get into now, Dr. Horvitz, can Halloween be Christianized again?
Okay. Yes. So many.
I hear the music. Here she comes.
Slay there.
Pray for us. Ora pro nobis. Pray up for us. Right.
Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. So tenderly you hold us in your arms.
Sirach 11:24 says, "Do not say, 'I am self-sufficient. What harm can come to me now?'" According to St. Catherine of Siena, presumption is like vermin burrowing at the root of the tree of our soul. If we do not uproot it with great care and humility, it will eventually destroy the soul. May God keep us from all presumption of mind and heart, and realize that we depend on Him for everything.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right, every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Back, Jesus 91.
Pray for right.
Warfare. That's what this is. Educational spiritual warfare for the rank and file.
And we're learning together.
Yep. So can Halloween be Christianized? What does Dr. John Horvath say?
Yeah. Can Halloween be Christianized? You know, as Halloween approaches, the debate for Catholics, whether Catholics should join in celebration, has been reignited. Many claim it is harmless.
So there's three possibilities
possibilities, absolutely. Many claim it's harmless holiday for children, that Catholics may freely participate in. And there's others that affirm that it has now descended into dark
That's the second position, right?
Yeah, that's the second position, and it's returned to paganism or satanic imagery, and it should be totally off limits. No go, no go. And the last one are those who look for the third way of somewhere in between. You know, they propose alternative celebrations, like, for example, instead of celebrating Halloween per se, they say All Saints Day commemorations or fall festivals. Or so this way, Halloween, an originally Catholic feast, can be re-Christianized and re-proposed to promote the faith. By dressing everybody dressing up in saints and saints costumes, they hope to return to the Halloween to teaching as a teaching moment for Christians.
Here's my position. Let me look at all three, and I'm going to tell you my position. Yeah. I'm going to be very practical. Okay, so the first one is people say it's harmless. Dress up like a prostitute, like a Playboy bunny. Dress up like Freddy Krueger. Yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong. Just participate
dress
in it.
Dress dark.
Okay. That's a secular humanist view, and that's out of bounds for a practicing Catholic. No, we don't dress like monsters or ghouls or devils or Freddy Krueger or Jasons or Playboy bunnies. That's out. That's not even fathomable for a practicing Catholic.
Right. Absolutely
now,
not.
So the second one, they'll say, well, others affirm that it's now descended into dark regions with the return of pagan satanic imagery, that it should be thus off limits. Okay, so there is a reactionary position that are saying, turn off the lights in your house, close the door, batten down the hatches, don't give any candy, put your German Shepherd out there, yes, make sure you deadbolt your gates and stuff. Right. Oh, no, there's people knocking it.
So you got two extremes there at this point.
Those are
one and two.
Yeah. So the third one, and that's where I think we fall in. I've seen this for years. Okay, look at.
Yeah.
I tried like 2 or 3 years. I said, okay, I've read enough about this. I've seen the pagan roots of it and the way the Satanists have co-opted it right now. It's a big old $1 billion industry for the secular humanists. I'm closing my doors, turning off my lights. Well, guess what happened? Yeah. Like two times in a row that I did that, they pelted my house with eggs and rocks. These little ghouls and goblins. So I said, I don't want to get up every morning, every year, and clean up my house from eggs on the wall and eggs on the window and eggs on the door. I said, so that's not going to work. So I'm going to say, hey, let me confront this culture, pagan culture of death, with the gospel. So what I do, put on a baseball cap, says Jesus is Lord, big old letters on it. Got my St. Benedict's crucifix hanging around my neck. Mm-hmm. Go to Mass that day. Rosary that day, make sure you're in a state of grace, divine mercy that day, pray before these goblins start knocking at your door. And then when I give them candy, I have in my hand either a miraculous medal or a holy card. And I just do it matter-of-factly. I'm not like holding it up like this, hey, we're Catholic. No, I just slip it in with the candy and I look at their little faces and I say, God bless you.
Yeah, at this point, you know, we're part of the world, but we're not of the world. So, but we need to go out there. We need to go evangelize people. And that's one form of evangelization during Halloween. It's actually a great way because people are really looking at the two sides. You know, there's a dark side and there's a light side, children of light and children of darkness. And I know there's people out there that see that.
Yeah. So we would fall when they say, you know what, let's use this day to evangelize. Don't lock the door. Don't hide. Don't be a Scrooge and not give candy. Let's let people know that in this house, we serve the Lord.
Right, right. And also, you know, when you pass by homes that are just decorated with all the dark images in front of their heart, say the St. Michael's prayer as you pass by. That's what we do. So we could just, you know, bring goodness out in this neighborhood that we're passing by.
Because it's just offset any darkness.
Absolutely.
Some houses are dressed awful. As you're driving by, say a prayer.
Say a prayer.
St. Michael the Archangel, your guardian angel.
That's a
fire off a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so we go back to Horvat. He says, finding a Christian way to celebrate Halloween is a problem for many parents. Halloween cannot be ignored. That's exactly what we're saying.
Right.
It's such a powerful American holiday. It is.
Yeah.
It's a billion-dollar industry.
It's everywhere.
So you can't ignore it. And your kids are going to be pressured. So you're going to have to find a way to evangelize, use that way to bring Jesus, extol Jesus, because your kids are going to be exposed to this everywhere.
Right. Just as long as your children are not dressed dark. That's the issue here. Don't dress your make their costumes positive.
Exactly.
Heroes. If you know, saints. It, yeah. Preferably.
Preferably saints. Saints. Preferably but at least saints. A hero. I know yes. Sometimes the kids are saying, "Mom, none of my friends look like Saint Joseph. I don't want to go out there and look like that. They're going to make fun of me." Okay, you know what? You're going to have to make some compromises. Mm-hmm. Can I dress like Superman? Okay, it's positive. Okay, mm-hmm. Just say, okay, you dress like Superman, but when you go and knock on the door, I want you to tell the people, "Thank you, God bless you." You know, something like that. Make sure you put a sacramental around their neck when you go out with them. Yeah. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't have this problem because my kids didn't really care for Halloween.
They didn't like it.
Something some inside reason. Their spirit, they said, this is a dark day. Since they were small, they didn't like it. And so I didn't have this problem about
going out.
Let's
and
go. I want to dress like Freddy Krueger. They didn't want to go out. They go, "Dad, this is like an evil day." They all knew it very early on. And so I was the one giving candies and prayer cards and miraculous medals from our door for years because my kids just stood kind of in the back looking. They didn't want to go out that day. They sensed something. All right, back to Horvat.
Okay, so it has become a feast that is only surpassed by Christmas in economic terms. Many households now have Halloween decorations inside and outside their homes. It is a huge party night in which Americans spend billions of dollars, they do, on costumes and events. It is a big night adventure for children who engage in their traditional quest for trick-or-treat.
However, another point cannot be ignored. The darker celebrations of Halloween glorify the occult, the bizarre, and the macabre. And if anybody denies this, they just got their head in the sand, because there is a I've just got an article here that on the witches around the country on why are they picking October 31st? They're going to do binding spells against President Trump so that he can lose. So the witches actually believe it's their high holy day. In case you deny that they believe that, they affirm that categorically.
You know what? It's good against evil at this point.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was thinking back. I was reflecting. Wow, October 31st. That's the anniversary of the Reformation.
Protestant Reformation.
When Martin Luther put his 95 theses on the door of the church. In other words, he was protesting against the teachings of the church. So and he was protesting against good. Good.
Right.
That's what he was protesting. So it's just there's similarities here with the witches trying to, you know, curse President Trump, good against evil. And then there we get the Protestant Reformation. I want to throw Protestants under the bus. I know they're Trinitarian. They love Jesus. But, you know, this is.
But their founders. We're talking about their founders.
Their founders. Not founders. Yes. You're right.
Let me just mention something about that. There's a connection. There's a diabolical connection. In the Bible, every time you read the word witchcraft in the Old Testament, it says that witchcraft is a spirit of rebellion. So that's the way the Old Testament describes witchcraft. It says it is a rebellious spirit, a spirit of rebellion. Well, what did Martin Luther do October 31st, 1517?
He rebelled.
Rebelled. It's a spirit of rebellion. That was evil.
Yeah,
back to the article. Back to Horvat.
Okay, so.
He says, another point that can't be ignored is the darker celebrations of Halloween. They glorify the occult, the bizarre, and the macabre. New developments in costumes make zombie-like outfits much more realistic and horrifying. The increasing popularity of satanic movements like Wicca has helped popularize Halloween as sacred. And the modern focus of Halloween is increasingly focused on a fascination with evil, horror, and gore. In fact, if you turn on television right now, most of the channels are running like Freddy Krueger and, you know, Friday the 13th. I was just scanning through the channels yesterday when I was watching the news, and I'm like saying, like, every other channel has some dark, macabre killer right now. The article says, ironically, a liberal society that deplores the rise of violence and abuse in other fields makes few objections to this bloody and macabre holiday. Yeah, it's funny. You look at what's happening in the streets right now as a result of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Yep, that's exactly reminiscent of Halloween.
Yeah. He also continues with the Halloween's pagan roots. What are they? Well, here you go. Thus, finding a third way can only succeed if a Christian purpose and meaning to Halloween can prevail over today's setting of the tone by the macabre. Those looking for alternatives need to go back to the festival's roots, both pagan and Christian, to see if something might be salvaged.
The remote origins of Halloween are problematic. There's no denying that Halloween is rooted in the Celtic fall festival of Samhain. The Celtics were, this was over in Ireland, this is pre-Christian Ireland. Samhain, he's known as the Lord of Death to the pre-Christian Celtics. That's who Samhain is, the Lord of Death. So this fall festival involved many superstitious and occult ceremonies directed towards the Druid Lord of Death, Samhain. Mm-hmm. And some historians claim that the Celtic Druids practiced human or animal sacrifice and even occult orgies to mark special festivals. In this case, dressing up as evil spirits and demons was part of the Celtic celebration to this to this Druid Lord of Death, Samhain.
Yeah, and he continues with, the ghastly and even toxic aspects of the pagan feast certainly stood in need of being baptized. Indeed, the church responded to such opportunities to overturn the idols and rid peoples of superstitions. Many times, missionaries would take advantage of the habit of celebrating special pagan feast days to institute Christian feasts or holy days in their stead.
By the way, this is what St. Patrick of Ireland ran into. When he went back, when he was sent back as a bishop to Ireland, this is the world that he encountered. He encountered these pagan feasts, these superstitious practices. He encountered the Druids, these pre-Christian Celtic witches and sorcerers. He encountered all this type of witchcraft being practiced in Ireland, Satanism. And this is why he gave us that very famous prayer, the Lorica.
That's a beautiful prayer. That's what here comes Our Lady, La Morenita.
Pray for us. Ora pro nobis. Jesus 911.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us. So tenderly you hold us in your arms.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com, code VMPR, live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org 877-LIFE-US-1.
Virgin most powerful, crush the infernal spirit under your immaculate feet.
Amen.
By the way, I just got corrected like I do every year. And I forget because it'll be in.
Chime in, Richard.
Yeah. My engineer, Richard, who's a high information Catholic.
Very high.
And has a law degree. He said, Jess, it's not Samhain. It's Samhain.
Say it, Richard.
Richard. Samhain. It's but it's spelled Samhain. If you see it in English, it's spelled Samhain, but it's not pronounced that way. It's Samhain. Did you catch that? Jess Romero? Samhain, not Samhain. But yeah, he's still the Druid Lord of Death, and I was corrected once again. Like I'm every year, I forget. Richard reminds me, Jess, it's Samhain. We're talking about, again, the Halloween, the history of Halloween. Mm-hmm. And why this is important, I'll tell you why, because there's thousands of witches that are coming together to cast binding spells on our president and his administration so that he loses on November 3rd. And they're doing this without a doubt. I bet you they're all Democrats. Every witch, I bet, is a Democrat that's doing this. I'm serious. You know they're all voting for Biden. They're all card-carrying Democrats.
Yeah, because they believe in abortion. Absolutely, they
are
Democrats.
Once you collect,
Democrats, you can't believe in abortion and be Republican.
Yeah. It's an oxymoron.
Right.
And this is why, by the way, I'm not going to mention their hashtags, but they got some hashtags, these witches, social media hashtags. I'm not going to put them out there because this is the biggest spiritual attack to date, according to the outlet. So let's go back to Dr. Horvath's article, High Information, Dr. John Horvath, where he's talking now about Halloween as a feast. Or did we talk about Halloween?
No, we did.
Halloween, a feast of charity to the poor.
And that is exactly what the church did to Halloween in the 9th century. It's a pagan festival. The pagan festival was replaced by double day celebration, remembering all the dead that are saved. All Saints Day remembers those who are uncanonized in heaven so that they might have their feast too. All Souls Day remembers the poor souls who saved from the eternal fires of hell, yet are suffering for a time in purgatory.
Here, let me mention something important. Because sometimes Catholics think, so the only people that are saints are the people that are canonized by the Vatican, by the Congregation for the, doctrine of saints or something like that. No, the Congregation for something or other of saints. No, there's a lot of people that the church has never deemed our saints that are in heaven right now. And that's their feast day. All Saints Day is, it could be my mom for all I know.
Yeah.
It could be my father-in-law for all I know right now. It could be my dad. It could be my grandfather. They may be in heaven right now.
Yeah, where scripture it says, we're saints in the making.
Yes.
We are saints in the making. So
it's a New Testament phrase, right?
Yeah, when you reach heaven, you're a saint.
Even if nobody ever canonizes
perfection.
You. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you don't have to be canonized by the church be called a saint. Once you're in heaven, you're a saint. And so that's what All Saints Day is. It's a feast day of everybody that's uncanonized in our eyes that are in heaven right now. We're celebrating that because that's our end game as well. That's exactly where we want to end
up. Yeah, we're saints in the making. Just remember that.
And then the All Souls Day is also important. The next day after that, we remember all the holy souls that are in purgatory. By the way,
they need our prayers.
And they can pray for us too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing to say holy souls pray for us because they can pray for you on earth, but they can't pray for themselves. So we move on.
Yeah, so let's talk about the history of trick or treat. On the eve of those two feasts, the bells would ring, and the town criers would remind all to pray for the poor souls.
What a beautiful tradition.
And that's beautiful, yes. And on All Hallows' Eve, later, now called Halloween, children from the poor families would go door to door receiving food and sweets in exchange for praying for the souls of the dead.
What
a beautiful tradition.
Wow, this is incredible.
That is incredible. They call it the souling. It was called souling. would give rise to canvassing
the neighborhood for souls.
For the souls, soul cakes. That's what they call. That was their treat, which became part of the tradition. Harmless pranks awaited the stingy givers.
Yeah, so that's what they think about a trick or treat. Give me give me a treat, and I'll say this prayer for the souls in purgatory. But if you don't, then I'm going to play a trick on you. It was a harmless prank.
Right. Harmless. And you know, it's funny. Those of you that go with your children, you know, before you have your children eat the candy, say a prayer before you eat the candy. You say, you know, before meal prayer. Bless us, O Lord, and these thine gifts that we're about to receive from thy bounty to Christ our Lord. Say, because you're going to remove all curses that were put on these candies, if there were. So you want to always be protected. And also, I want to just mention, I'm going a little off script here, but parents, please pray the rosary on that day. Oh, go to Mass if you can. You need to do all that just to protect you, your family, husbands, the father of the home. Please do that. Pray over your children
before they go out
for protection, not only for physical protection, but most importantly, spiritual protection. They need that spiritual protection for the Father. You have the authority to cast out any demons that might try to attach themselves to your children.
That's right. And to keep them protected from the diabolical as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So then, okay, back on script.
Yeah, let me mention to three people that we do know, Anita, that have told us about the dark side of Halloween. Our friend David Arias, he's a former Satanist and now a serious Catholic. He's
going to diaconate.
He's going through the diaconate.
Yes.
Deborah Lipsky, she's also talked, she was a former Satanist for like 7 or 8 years. She's come into the Catholic Church. She's also talked about, again, the dark side and the dark things that she would do in her satanic coven on October 31st. David Arias said the same thing.
Out of revenge. Because she felt she was treated badly in the church. So that's why it's important for us Catholics that know our faith to treat others with love and
charity.
Don't
be a mean Catholic.
Don't be a mean, you know, stuffy Catholic. Oh, you don't know that. You don't know the prayers I know. I'm more pious than you.
Yeah, you don't know the Latin rosary.
You know, please don't do that.
Don't be stuffy.
You want to help everybody. Bring people along. Remember, we're the net to, you know, And use our Lord wants us to be that net to bring people along with us.
Yeah.
But anyways, okay.
Yeah, don't detract.
But
people
anyways,
away.
That's where she was treated badly. That's how she.
There's
she
also another
fell
person that
Satanism.
I know that was part of the occult, and she came into the church. She's talked about Halloween. Betty Brennan.
Remember when Betty Brennan.
She also talked about the dark side of Halloween. She was a Satanist herself.
Yes, she was.
She became a Catholic. Anita and me heard her speak on several times at the family conference.
Yeah, at the family conference. That was years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's the one that really just started, wow, there is, you know, the dark side of that.
And somebody else also who's talked about this. I mean, so it's a consistent thing. We know him as well as Zachary King. He's also talked about. When he was involved in Satanism, there was the things that he would do on October 31st. So it seems to be, and none of these people know each other, by the way.
Right.
And that's a consistent theme with all of them, that there is a dark side to October 31st, where they, all these Satanists and witches, they step up their game.
They step up their game. Yeah. They're doing sacrifices. Yeah. And that's why, for those of you that can go to an abortion clinic on Saturdays, go there Saturday morning because, you know, these babies are being sacrificed.
And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, they're being sacrificed to Satan, these abortion clinics.
Okay, so let's continue. Dr. Horvat, he says, Halloween was thus a feast that benefited the poor on earth and those who were so much poor in purgatory. It was a time of myrrh, but also great charity. Yeah, obviously, you know, when it was, you know, when the Catholic faith started baptizing Halloween in Ireland. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful thing, going door to door and receiving sweets and treats in exchange for praying for the souls of the dead. The Irish call that souling.
Yep.
That's when, and they would do that All Saints Day and All Souls Day.
Yeah. And that's
what a beautiful.
Yeah, that is beautiful because all of us do want to see our loved ones that have already gone before us, you know, in heaven, those that are striving to reach heaven, right? And so that is consoling and that's beautiful.
While there are times, the church's mother, while there are times of penance and fasting in the liturgical year, there's also times of joy. And the church as a true mother provides the faithful with festive days of feasting and merrymaking. Thus, the church has no problem with merrymaking in which people dressed up in costumes to visit their neighbors.
Yeah, remember we said your costumes should just try to glorify God.
Not evil.
What you want. Not evil. You don't want to wear anything
And don't
dark.
Be immodest either.
Right. Immodesty, that's
Delica,
part
I'm going to show
off
my great body. I've been working out all year.
Yep, right. So he continues with, in medieval Europe, it was very popular for people to go murmuring. The practice of visiting neighborhoods while dressed up in disguises. The revelers would sing, feast, and play tricks in return for refreshment, money, or good wishes. Such murmuring was
mummering was
very popular on major feast days, of which there were many. In the Middle Ages, they did not degenerate into rowdy or bawdy festivals like those which plague today's de-Christianized Mardi Gras or other such feasts. You know, for those that don't know what Mardi Gras is, that's celebrated a day before Ash Wednesday. They call it Fat Tuesday. So you eat and drink and party and all these things. That usually happens in New Orleans. That's where it's famous, and they have these ugly, I think it's ugly, a lot of those ugly mannequins and things that are floating all around. I don't care for that. I've never wanted to go there, never, you know, had a desire, but I thought, you know, those are the people that, okay, we got to get fat and eat and I'll just party all there because we got to start tomorrow. We start the 40 days.
And which they don't,
Lent,
by the way.
And they don't.
None of them do. They're all pagans.
Yeah, it's all talk. All talk, no action.
They don't enter until Lent. Yeah, they're all a bunch of pagans.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And that's become a secular event, a feast.
Yes. And, yeah.
It's not even a holy feast.
Yeah, the devil the devil uses liberals to destroy everything they touch.
Right, right.
So the Protestant prohibition and the eventual acceptance in Protestant Europe and America, Halloween was on the prohibited index of religious practices in colonial times, a list that some radical Protestant sects extended to Christmas. So we'll talk a little bit about the Protestant prohibition of Halloween.
La Morita.
Here she comes. Virgin Most Powerful Lady of Guadalupe, crush the head of the infernal spirit under your immaculate feet. Amen.
Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us.
A great man once said that evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Well, you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. And it's been said if we lose this war, and in so doing lose this great way of freedom of ours, history will report with the greatest astonishment that those that had the most to lose did the least to prevent it from happening. Well, I think it's high time now that we ask ourselves if we still even know the freedoms that were intended for us by our founding fathers. Every generation of Americans needs to know that freedom exists, not to do what you like, but having the right to do what you ought. You weren't made to fit in, my brothers and sisters. You are born to stand out. Set yourself apart from this corrupt generation. Be saints. God bless you.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR, and may God richly bless you and your family.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Your beauty and your grace are the bright new dawn. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. So tenderly you hold us in.
La Morenita, ora pro nobis, pray for us. We're talking about Halloween. Remember, I just want to say that the church has not issued any prohibitions on celebrating Halloween. So Catholics remain free to participate in accord with your well-formed Christian conscience. Okay? But we can't glorify evil on that day. Glorify God in whatever you do, whatever you wear, when you go out there. In fact, if your mom and dad be praying the rosaries, you're walking around the neighborhood with your kids. You know, tell your kids to say thank you very much. Let them show like, wow, these little Catholic kids
God
next door.
They're,
God bless. Thank you very much. God bless you. Imagine what these pagan neighbors are going to think like, wow, mm-hmm. Look at these Catholic kids, how well-mannered they are. Yeah. So again, in Protestant Europe, it was prohibited. Halloween was on the prohibited index of religious practices. It was not observed until Irish Catholic immigrants in the 19th century brought the custom with them to their new homeland, the USA. In the 20s, in the 1920s, a secularized version of Halloween was introduced with the practice of trick or treating. So here's when things just changed in the 1920s in this country, okay? And it gradually gained traction and acceptance by the 50s. In other words, Halloween became, it lost its Catholic sensibilities and it became right. Secular. And well, so now?
Yeah, and so now the modern focus of Halloween has increasingly focused on the they're just fascinated with the evil, the horror, the gore. And the more recent celebrations have stressed its pagan origins with its preternatural and ghoulish overtones. You know, that's scary because I remember an RCIA class. See, this is how naive Catholics are. We had one of our RCIA students was going to make her confirmation. And she was sharing us, oh, I'm going to have a palm reader there. And then well, we put a stop to that quick. She didn't know. We sat down with her, me and the co-instructor. We both sat there, and we explained to her how that's diabolical. You're bringing the diabolical spirit into your home, and possibly attachments to all the people that there or some of the people. So she goes, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. She canceled it right there on her phone.
Wow.
Canceled it. So she was, she just don't know where you're going, what parties you're going to. And I know someone mentioned, Colin mentioned something about the spirit cookers that they're going to be on the rise. Yeah. So you got to be careful where you eat, because if you're going to a Halloween party, you beware of the food that you're going to be consuming, because you don't know
what they're putting in there.
So there you go.
They
there's
could be
that
putting their fluids in there.
Fluids, their body
Satanist,
fluids, and
a witch.
Yes, it's. But anyways,
yeah, yeah. It's dark.
It's very yeah. dark, very dark.
So yeah, talking about what it's you're talking about the way it's
yeah. So
the
then
celebrations
yeah, the overtones.
Are.
So it's combined with slasher and horror films and zombie themed parties events to make it a festival of darkness, embracing the evil side of the spiritual world. And that's what you're looking at, these celebrations, just like I explained. You know, you don't know what type of party you're going to go to, so just beware.
So since the 1920s in this country, I mean, Halloween has returned to its pagan origins, pre-Christian origins, and they've abandoned those of the Christian charity. It no longer belongs to the poor who are, you know, trying to amuse themselves and by going and saying, hey, I'll pray for you. You pray for your souls, your family members in purgatory if you give me some candy. That's gone. So once the Feast of Innocent Little Children, it's now, it's a billion-dollar business, and now adults are reveling in this day because it's a day to party hardy and to dress the way.
And to make money.
Make money and dress in such a way that you probably wouldn't be dressing Monday through Friday regularly.
This tells me Halloween tells me that people are intrigued with the spiritual world.
Yeah,
they're very intrigued. But it's up to us as Catholics to redirect that curiosity
to Christ.
To Christ.
Yeah.
And that he is, you know, the supernatural. He is the one we are to go to. So it's up to us, because people are intrigued with the diabolical. Let's admit that.
Yeah, because it's otherworldly.
Right. And we can't let them emphasize on that. We need to have them emphasize on Christ.
And the angels and saints in heaven, because that's otherworldly.
The children of light.
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Horbat says, those who celebrate do not pray for the salvation of the poor, souls, but harbor instead a diabolical glee over damned souls. That's what Anita was saying.
Yep.
People are fascinated with the dark, the world of darkness, the kingdom of darkness. Mm-hmm. So the question remains, can Halloween be re-Christianized?
Okay. Yeah, the question remains, if Halloween can be re-Christianized in today's world. Resourceful clergy and parents found alternatives that can capture the imagination of the children. And many of these include, you know, parties in which children dress up as saints. We did mention that.
A lot of homeschoolers network
right,
can do that.
Right, they do that. We did that when we homeschooled our children.
And some parishes do this too.
Parishes.
I know a lot of the FSSP parishes.
I saw someone did mention, we're going to have a little party or a little gathering in my house with our kids. That is excellent. There's so many alternatives. You can make it
fun. Some Catholic parishes do have saint parties that day. So it is growing amongst Catholics.
Right,
realizing
that. So, the alternative events can be helpful in imparting Catholic culture to children. So, but you could only go so far.
Because
so
we're dealing against a billion dollar industry and commercials. Yeah. We're being bombarded.
But, you know, our kids, those are the ones we need to
protect
their souls.
Evangelize, catechize them. Don't let them become curious with the devil and the diabolical.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, these celebrations of Halloween right now, I mean, come on, Satan runs the world. Their supercharged media promotion of today's neo-pagan Halloween, it's hard to compete with. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And children are exposed to these ghoulish Halloweens in stores, schools, or house decorations in your own neighborhood. My neighborhood as well. It's kind of a conservative neighborhood as well.
Yep.
And like other aspects of modern culture, they can't be ignored. Or we can't like run to the hills and do the Benedict option.
Right.
All Catholics go hide in a cave. It's just not.
Right.
We just can't do that.
Yeah, when you go in the store, you know, when I've gone to the store to
pray.
Go look for something,
say
I pray
a prayer.
And I avoid the dark side, because you got the dark side and you got the pretty much the kid's side. That's where it's not as dark.
Yeah.
It's the adult side that's very dark.
When I'm walking by any Halloween costumes or Halloween stuff, I'm saying a prayer. I'm walking by and I'm saying, remember, almost gracious Virgin Mary. Say, I'm praying as I'm walking through there.
And you don't know if those costumes are
all
cursed.
Well, in fact, a lot of them are.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Satanists all these Satanists that we talked about have told me, David, Ladias, Deborah Lipsky, Zach, and others. They're saying that Satanists
from
go to
the
these big.
Mouth.
They go to the big warehouses or hired by these big companies, and they curse the costumes
just as they do the drugs.
So I've heard this from Satanists that participated in this.
Okay, so be aware when you go to those Halloween stores.
So arranging a peaceful coexistence between Catholic and pagan celebrations of Halloween is bound to fail, since it does not address the need to fight against evil. It prepares the child for defeat later in life, since all must eventually confront the reality of evil without the help of others. I think what Dr. Horvat is saying, we can't take on the whole industry. It's impossible, but you could protect your children. One family, protect your kids, protect your house.
Those you have
one
authority
One family
over.
At a time. Yeah, I can't take on the whole billion-dollar Halloween costume industry. That's crazy, but I can protect my kids and my grandkids. So, Anita, let's wrap it up with this, a re-Christianizing Halloween.
Okay. That is why the only real way to re-Christianize Halloween is to reject any peaceful coexistence in this cultural matters. This will happen when clergy and parents teach children to confront the world they cannot ignore or avoid. Confront. See that? We're confronting. They must delve deeply into the faith. Children must be fortified by sacramental life and prayer to engage in this battle in a manner appropriate to their age. There we go. That's what we just talked about, to prepare. Thus, any Christianized celebration of Halloween needs to be reinforced the idea that there is a cultural battle going on between the forces of good and evil. Hell exists and its fires must be avoided. What better way to demonstrate these truths than to point out the macabre manifestations of evil that appear everywhere during Halloween?
It could also serve as an occasion to point out the victory of the saints over the evils of our day. The evening of the church's two holy days, All Saints and All Souls Days, might even return to a time to make merry and eat sweet soul cakes while praying for the poor souls suffering in purgatory. Would that that tradition come back? Also, one thing I'm looking here. Deborah Lipsky was asked, she's a former Satanist who's now a Catholic, in her book, it's A Message of Hope. They asked her, is it true?
Wonderful
that
book.
Oh, really is.
Yeah, for anybody that wants to read it, I would recommend that read.
It's a high-level spiritual warfare. Absolutely. It's called A Message of Hope by Deborah Lipsky. Mm. She says, is it true that Halloween is a prime day for Satanists? She says, yes. It's a high holy day, so to speak, because it's a mockery of All Saints Day on November 1st. Mm-hmm. Anything the Catholic Church celebrated, we Satanists would mock, and this is one outstanding example of that. Instead of asking for the intercession of the saints, we would call upon the demons and the damned to grant us all our earthly desires and harass those who had offended us in any way. And wow. Here's the last thing I'll mention. There has been some announcements. When Pope Benedict was a pope back in 2009, there was an article that was written. It says, the Vatican has condemned Halloween as anti-Christian, saying it is based on a sinister and dangerous undercurrent of occultism. It was actually the Pope's liturgical expert, Father Juan Maria Canals, who worked for Pope Benedict. So he said that with the authority of the Pope, trust me. And you also have a bishop, the Bishop of Guadalajara, Jose Sanchez, who worked under Pope Benedict as well. He also said that Halloween could replace Christian customs like devotion to saints and praying for that. There's a risk that Halloween will replace Christian customs like devotion to saints and praying for the dead. And also the Vatican exorcist, Father Aldo Bonato, who's after Father Amorth, he also said, a Vatican exorcist, Father Aldo Bonato, he says he blames Halloween for increased possessions. This is Father Aldo Bonato. He's also Rome's exorcist right now. And his predecessor, Father Amorth, who was Rome's exorcist before Father Bonato, he actually he was asked if Catholics should celebrate Halloween. And obviously talking about celebrating like a pagan, okay, mm-hmm. like the pagans do. Father Amorth was pretty simple. He said, celebrate Halloween is like celebrating the devil. Father Gabriel Amorth.
Well, it looks like we hear the music.
We're out.
It's end of our show. It was wonderful being with all of you, and we look forward to the next time.
That's right. Same Christ time, same Christ channel. Remember, Halloween means the holy evening before All Saints Day. It's the Catholic day. Let's take it back.
Yep. Our spiritual warfare show has ended for the common man.
Yes. Go to Mass.
Love you all.
Go to Mass tomorrow. Pray the rosary. Pray the divine mercy. Wear your sacramentals. Be armored up and churched up. Up next, Gary Machuda, Hands on Apologetics from the Midwest Command Center. And Tobias and Sarah.
Justin and Anita.
Off duty. 10-7. We're out. God bless you. Viva Cristo Rey.
God bless.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.